This is Murray Leghorn, and this is Chicken Talk. We're listening to Mixed Flock Part 3, Salmon Faverolle. Salmon Faverolles are another French breed, also feather-footed, but with beards and muffs, too. They're beautiful birds. They have soft, beautiful feathering and are sometimes called the peacocks of the chicken world. Our hens are cream and buff, while the roosters have light white or cream hackles over dark browns and blacks that are tipped in bottle green. Salmon Faverolles are extremely gentle and tame birds who seem to like human interaction. In fact, they are probably too tame or gentle to be left to the tender mercies of a mixed flock pecking order, and so require a bit of protection in looking after. One peculiarity is that they seem to hate rain, a real drawback for them in the Pacific Northwest, which might be because of their soft, fluffy feathering. They are also good layers and meat birds and cold-resistant foragers. If you want good layers that also could be beautiful, gentle pets, the Salmon Faverolle is an excellent choice. Chameau. Chameaus are Japanese fighting chickens that come from Malay stock. They're handsome birds with strongly muscled bodies, an upright carriage, and hard, tight feathering. They have overhanging brows and a fierce bird of prey expression and long yellow legs. Most literature says that they have to be separated or that they will fight, but we have yet to see this problem firsthand. The females are large black birds that mostly stay together apart from Shamu males and all the other birds except for the Cuckoo Moran females that they grew up with as chicks. Our largest Shamu rooster is called Guapo, or Handsome. He is large and muscular. If he were a racehorse or a prize bull, he would be what is commonly termed a magnificent animal. Guapo is a big bird, one of the three really large roosters that we have, and he is something of a loner. Although he looks fierce, he is usually reasonably friendly and will eat out of your hand. If he is reluctant to do so, the best advice is don't push it. At night, he doesn't mind being picked off the roost to come inside for snacks of butter or sesame seeds, and doesn't mind being held for a time. If he's grumpy, however, you're best advised to leave him alone. Our other Shamu male is called Pac-Man. He's half the size of Guapo, and we are told by those that know that he is the perfect size for a fighting bird. Oddly enough, he's rather socially insecure. He seems more worried about what the other birds are up to than almost any other male we have. He's never alone, but always at the periphery of one group or another. His coloring is mainly chestnut red with black, green, and red highlights. His face is bright red and he has minimal comb and wattles. Proportionally, his legs are long and colored bright, bright yellow. Packy's quite active. He doesn't like to be caught or picked up, but he will run up for treats and readily eats out of your hand. Unfortunately, he's something of a bully and always on the lookout for someone smaller to pick on. He's recently decided that the dark Cornish red boy should be harried and harassed without mercy, so we keep an eye out on them most of the time. Packy's bad manners may make it necessary to stake him out with a yard of his own, but so far there's enough room for all the chickens to sort out their differences by voting with their feet. Thanks for listening. This is Murray Leghorn, and this is Chicken Talk, a production of Chicken Talk Radio.